Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita. Here on Sunday, May 17th, 2015, welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time or those of you who have been members of the program for the past little while or even from its inception, which is, I guess, about a year and a half or maybe even closer to 2 years. It's ongoing, and it's been a pleasure to be joining everyone and listening to the interactions and sharing about the programs that are offered through Palai Center and also through AstroVed. These are both Dr. Palai's companies where he can bring the teachings of the Vedic times into the modern times as we're coming into the golden age. We are becoming more and more inclined towards bringing spirituality into our lives. And so what that means for every individual is something unique and is honored and respected. And Dr. Palai has taken the best teachings from around the world, different cultures over the years, over the decades. And he constantly brings in the highest teachings or the most energizing, most fulfilling, most rewarding teachings in the moment. And so he even says sometimes, whatever I've taught or whatever I've said to you up until this point, forget about it. I'm going to bring you something new. And then everybody, if you're sitting in front of him or listening to him on a call, you just kind of scratch your head and go, what was that all about? And that's the true true teaching of a true master, is that they can bring in whatever it is that is needed to be brought in. And then whoever is listening or in front of him or her, that gets transmitted at a very deep level, at the soul level of each individual or the soul level of the group. And it needs, that's what the divine wants them to do. And sometimes that can be rather confusing or, you know, kind of shakes up everything that we've done up until that point. However, it is kind of like how we have to be in life. If we get too stuck in our mindset, we follow a certain path or a course of action, and we're moving along, and then we run into challenges that we can't seem to find some sort of resolve. Or these challenges make us to, you know, look inside, and we feel this loss of control, or we have, you know, no way out of seeing a new way to resolve our issues. So there's an inner conflict going on. So that's what meditation is about, or these spiritual practices, whether they're, you know, doing services in India on your behalf through the proxy remedies during very high powered energy times, or whether you do your own practices at home that we've talked about over this course of this program, and then also in other programs, it gets reinforced there, because it's very important to keep cultivating some sort of practice in your life. Whether you do it every day or whether you take some extra time out of your week and then just dedicate that to your spiritual practice, then it doesn't matter, because you keep committing to it. As long as you keep committing to it, then that will grow the foundation. And then with that foundation, you don't have to do too much to keep enjoying the benefits or accessing that energy that's locked within each and every one of us. So the divine is within us, and it's also all around us. Now, that's on a pretty simplistic viewpoint, way of looking at it. However, what we're here to do in this program is to give everyone a heads up of what our soul wants us to express or to focus on from week to week, and because we meet week to week. And then we tap into the energies of the week. There are special times that the energy is more conducive to doing certain things or activities in our daily life that will be in more of a natural flow. And then once a month, the sun is transiting into a new sign. And it's also representing different aspects of ourselves that we can focus on as well for that 30 days. And so we're doing things in a more purposeful way where we're putting our attention to activities or aspects of our life that need that attention and that it's going to pull on us. And we're either going to run from it because maybe we don't want to deal with it. That's fine. The divine won't quit, though, because it will say, okay, maybe at this point you're not ready to look at it, but just, maybe take a little bit of a look. And then as you look and look and look over the 30 days, you might see, oh my gosh, what was I so worried about all that time before? So the sun, it illuminates, it lights up, it enlightens us within. To dispel the darkness, so anything that represents stuck energies, emotions, feelings that we've picked up from others that maybe we don't necessarily have to process. And then the sun will also give us the intelligence. I mean, without the sun, as we said time and again in this program, and as we all know, if we didn't have the sun, there would be no life at all. So the sun represents our soul, and the soul will reveal to us what it is that it wants to be expressed in our lives. So we have Radha here today, our fabulous Vedic astrologers, who will give us the update of what the sun is going to do as it transits the natural second house of the zodiac, which is Taurus. So the sun moving through Taurus is going to be a little bit different than the sun moving through Aries, which was the sign before, and that was a fiery time. So Taurus, as I know it anyways, is a more stable or earthy sign. And so maybe our soul will be wanting to have taken a little rest from all that fire energy, and maybe we got a little burnt out, or maybe we went at things and we need to now rest a little bit or integrate that fire energy into something that we can manifest, we can see, and grab onto and make happen in our lives, or even enjoy. Because if you worked and worked and worked really hard to get something going, and now it's going, then you can take a little bit of a rest and enjoy. So if you felt like that, or if you've experienced that, we'd love to hear from you during the open discussion. So how this call goes, for those of you who are just joining, is that we'll have a little meditation now, and we will access the energy within us that can help to reveal what our soul wants to tell us today and moving forward. And then with that revelation, there can be some things that come up. Maybe you might feel a little bit of inner conflict, in that we can't settle the mind down or our feelings down, get too caught up in the emotions. So like the emotions are like the waves on the surface of the ocean, and the wind blows at the ocean and then that churns things up, or some kind of maybe an earthquake underneath the water might churn things up. so that we can relate to emotions being that way. But it doesn't mean that the ocean is going to be washed away from all this. So we don't, the ocean is like the feelings, you know. We don't relate, we don't take the emotions right in and then feel it and make everything wash away. And the, so that we're all dried up. We're washed out. So that's the difference that we might feel in the coming month. One of the Vedic astrologers, Sam Gippy, I like listening to him every now and then. And he, or Sam Gippy, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but he gave a good sun transit, the sun being in Taurus, and he was talking about Taurus being the sign where you can be more even-keeled with your emotions, with your mind, so that you're not taking in the emotions at a deep level and feeling this inner conflict, feeling this churning where you just feel it's too much and you just want to quit or you want to just give up or do nothing, stay stuck in it. So meditation, when you go inside, you might feel some of this churning, this inner conflict, stuff that maybe things that you're thinking about, conversation that you've had with others, or situations that have happened, and, you know, it's causing you to feel a little bit emotional, upset, or maybe dissatisfied, or, you know, some other type of feeling that's really dragging in your inner world. So we, that as it's being released, just let it go and don't say, okay, get out, because that can even cause more. Just allow it to be released. And then when that divine energy comes from within and it builds, that will take over and you'll, that one moment of peace or that one connection, or maybe you'll have a vision or a good thought, or your body will settle down and you'll feel restful. You might even feel your breathing easier, or pain relief gets released from you. Then that is worth you going for. So even if your mind is all over the map, or it goes into like monkey mind, monkey business, or you get, some people were saying last week in the call, in the other calls as well that I do, that some emotions came up or something came up and it just made them to feel overwhelmed and they were, you know, maybe teary. There was some sort of emotional release. Something got released. They couldn't put the finger on it. But just allow that to happen too, because that can be from thinking too much and thinking so deeply that it affects your body. And it affects your ability to move forward or to release whatever is that congested energy around that thought or around that deeper emotion and feeling, sensation. Because that's where we want to get rid of disease. You know, dis-ease, the dis-ease of the mind can create disease of the body. So we don't even know. Sometimes people say, I'm good, I don't feel any pain. And they go through these meditations or through not particular, just these meditations, but also other meditations that they're doing in different programs that are offered through Ply Center. And they will feel pain, such deep pain or headaches or nausea or confusion or some disturbance of the mind. And it doesn't matter if you've been meditating for 1 second or if you've been meditating for years. We never know when the karma is going to come that needs to be looked at and then released. That's what this path is all about with Dr. Ply. You can change your destiny. Meaning that wherever you were destined to go is just based on or stems from thoughts that you wanted to have. And then you acted on those thoughts, and here you are now. And it's, some of those thoughts are awesome. And keep acting on it if it's giving you good results. Other thoughts are really painful. That's why we suffer, because we thought it was a good idea. Some other lifetime, or maybe even in this lifetime, we wanted this, we wanted that, we wanted guy, we wanted girl, we wanted job, we wanted whatever we wanted. And it caused such misery. And yet we're praying and praying and praying for it. How come it's not the right thing? So be careful what you pray for. Be very, very conscious of what you pray for. That's why it's so important. You use the meditation, get clarity. And with clarity, then you can create. Because you've had experiences where you said, okay, I want all this money. All this money came, but then you didn't have relationships. You didn't have good health. You didn't have, whatever you wanted to have. You didn't have peace of mind, so you can't even meditate. So who cares about all the money then? When you were so worried that someone would come and take it from you. Or you prayed and prayed and prayed that you got this promotion at this job, and then this job promotion took all the time up for you. So you couldn't spend it with your family, your friends. But you got the promotion. Or you just prayed, I just want my spiritual path, and then you didn't have any money to take care of yourself. Or you prayed for your money and your spiritual path and you didn't pray for your health. So it's really important to take a look at your life, as Dr. Ply says. Assess what your thoughts are. And are they just neurotic, like, oh my God, I need this right now. I need help right now. I need this. I'm, sinking. Then bring your mind to a calm state. Sit down. Write down what it is that you need to do in every area of your life. And there's just really only a few main areas. And you just write them down. Health. What's going on with your health now? You may have thought your health is okay up until this point. But what happens if your karma comes and says, hey, time to disrupt your health? You'll start to feel something. But if you're not aware and you're not assessing your health, and you're not keeping track of it, you can run into some challenges. And I've never thought this would happen to me. There's people who have had, who have come to Dr. Ply to help them with their health. They've gotten into a really bad situation. And they've come out of it. Some people haven't. Especially with like something like cancer, or they were just in denial. And then they were crying and crying, help, help, help. And he did what he could. And for some, again, it turned out okay. For others, it was a real long battle. They turned out okay. For others, it was their time, So they went. So we have to choose at any given moment what we're doing with our life. Make the choices. So how to make the wisest choices is to sit down and take a moment. And especially at this time of the year when it's the beginning of the Vedic year, where everything, you'll be in natural flow if you follow the movement of the sun. Just try it out. And you sit down and you write health, wealth, relationships, job or career, and your spiritual path. So there's like five main areas. A few of them might be okay for you. Fine. Work on the other ones. And continue to pay attention to the things that are okay. Because out of nowhere, the karma can come. So we have to stay alert. And then when the karma comes, we can be very clear. Okay, here it is. Now this is what I need to do. I need to go get a checkup with my doctor, with my accountant, with my banker, with my job, you know, with respect to my job. We got to take an assessment or get an assessment. We got to see where you're doing, what's going on with you all the time. And then that's when you're living in the now. Otherwise, the life is a wash. It gets, as Dr. Platt calls it, wishy-washy. I wish it was this way. That's great. Have that wish. But then take the steps also to navigate accordingly. Keep your head above the water. So we're going to go into a meditation today that is going to help to reveal to you your state of mind. And then maybe you'll get a message. This is what you can work on. Now, naturally, money issues might come up because the sun is transiting into the sign of the second sign of the zodiac, which is about earnings, so income. So whatever you're taking in through your job or through whatever you earn, it's not about profits and gains or unexpected money, although that can happen too. It's more about what you're doing to earn your living. And then it's also about what you're doing to take anything in through eating habits or speech. So anything that's in taking. And it also represents, again, Taurus is a sign of comforts. So what makes you to feel comfortable? Are you listening to things that are making you to feel comfortable and satisfied? Or are you listening to things that you're taking in and it makes you to feel anything but that? Then you need to say, take a inventory. Oops, don't need that. Better do something to clear myself out because that's not resonating with me. So you become, as we become very clear about what it is that we want to manifest or what we're working towards manifesting or what we'd love to experience as a manifestation, then we have the clarity, we can create that. We can take the steps in our life to create that in our life. So being on the spiritual path means that it is a way to be in life and also to use the energy or relate to the energy or resonate with the energy in a way that it can be useful and satisfying rather than focusing on that energy on what you don't want. As Dr. Playa just reminds us again and again and again and again, that if you're fearful or you're angry or you're frustrated or you're depressed, the more you focus on that, the more it will be there. So you can take inventory of it, but then you take the steps and then do the practices that will help you to cultivate a new direction. And that's how the destiny changes. If you're destined to be miserable, then you have to take the steps to change that destiny. Timeline jumping is a great course for that because that's what it's all about, being in the time. If you're stuck in time or stuck in a karma, because that's karma is just time and it's based on thought. So if you're stuck in a thought that has produced actions and situations and you can't get out of it, then you meditate. And then you look at, oh, I'm just in that thought pile of stuff. And now I have to create an opportunity for myself to look in a different direction. And then you do the meditation, and then that brings these ideas to you that will shift. And then you start to take steps towards those ideas, and then you're creating a new destiny for yourself. So the divine is there to show you all these different options. And then it's up to all of us to say, oh, this is the better option for me. Because this is going to be just repeating history. And that isn't going to go anywhere but around and around. Mm-hmm. Until the life falls apart in some area of it, or maybe all areas, and then there's what do we call a wake-up call. Who needs to wake up when everything's lost? Some of us. That's okay. We learn from that too, but why throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak? Right? We want to nurture ourselves. So take a look inside. And as Dr. Pillai says, we really have to love ourselves, meaning that inner self. So take care of that inner beauty within and cultivate that. And that means don't judge. So if crap is in there, so what? Just take it out. That is there for whatever reason, but it doesn't have to run us. It doesn't have to be what we operate from. We're human and we make mistakes, so what? We do what we can to correct it, and then we do our meditation to get rid of that congested energies. Or we do something, the remedies, the services, or that's what they're there for, is these they're spiritual tools beyond the mind that will extract that congestion that is creating the block. And when that is removed from us, we go, I can't believe I feel so good. I'm the same person, but this thing is removed from me. And then as you're healing internally, and as you're cultivating more of that internal intelligence, then you can move forward with more grace and ease. And you know, oh my God, this is the consciousness within me is what I want to build. I want to build this consciousness within me so that I'm attracting these wonderful situations to myself. So that I see the beauty within me and I see the beauty around me. I'm in love with myself, my internal self, not in a narcissistic way. Because that's, again, emotions, right? Look at me, look at me. It's all about me. It's all about being the best that you can be, or being the best expression of your divine self that you can be at any given moment, and then relating that to others as you move out and about in life. It's not somewhere down the road or some objective to attain sometime later. It's now. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. Can certainly listen in to the recording on that will be put on the blog. We had some technical issues last week, and that got sorted out. So it'll come on to the blog by the beginning of the week, Monday. And then you can find out what is going to be in store for you this coming transit of the Sun into Taurus. And we'll invite Radha, who is our Vedic astrologer, to jump on and give us our talk about the Sun transiting in Taurus and then how we can benefit in our lives when we tune in. So I'm just going to press. Yeah, so Radha, are you there?
Oh. Hi, this is Radha. Can you hear me?
Great. Thanks, Radha. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hi. Glad to be here, and I enjoyed the meditation. It's always really nice to be on these calls.
Oh, great, Radha. We love to have you. It seems like this past 30 days went by so fast.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice that that we, you know, mark the sun's movement once a month, because I think it helps me to become more conscious and, you know, get better at using the time.
Right. So what is the sun going to do with us in Taurus? Well, maybe just give a little quick summary of what happened in Aries so that people can, you know, kind of relate to that, and then what we can do moving forward, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah.
Great. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay, well, the sun entered Taurus on May 15th, a couple days ago, and is going to continue moving through Taurus, which is a very luxury-loving sign, until June 15th. But before we talk about Taurus, as you mentioned, let's take a moment and examine how the sun's transit in Aries went. How did it play out? The sun was exalted in Aries, and the sun is a very... the sun is a star, a fiery energy. And Aries is also ruled by another fiery planet, which is Mars. So the sun wants to get rid of anything that's not aligned with our highest soul purpose. And so you may have experienced some intense moments in the past month, or some painful moments, perhaps. It was also a great time to initiate new ventures. So it would be good if you want, you know, just take stock of the actions you took last month to promote your projects and your manifestations. And remember that different types of seeds take different lengths of time to grow into mature plants. So just keep tending to your manifestations until they bear fruit. But back to that fiery aspect of last month and that purification aspect, you might have had some intense or painful moments. And this can be because just the nature of the sun. The sun is a star, as I mentioned, and a star is like a huge mass of hydrogen and helium, and it burns, and it produces immense light. And so that means the way the sun works to accomplish his job, you know, which is getting rid of anything that's not aligned with our highest purpose, the way the sun works to do that is to burn away impurities. So you might have experienced that the sun was burning or cutting away some more ego, some kind of impurities, or something that you were attached to that was no longer serving you. And just the nature of fire purifies, and the flames always burn up. Fire doesn't burn down, it always burns up. And fire can hurt, for sure, but it does move us to a higher level of being, and fire transforms. So I'll just give an example, and maybe later if people... share. It would be interesting to hear if you want to share about, you know, how the last month was for you. But I, three people I know had heart attacks last month, and then two of them survived, but then one of them actually died. And so, you know, actually, it made me think about, okay, I do need to be serious about improving my diet and keep on improving my diet, because, you know, heart problems. It's heart is associated with the sun, and it's a common disease that kills people, but it's one that actually can be cured through dietary therapy. So, in improving one's health. So that's just one example, and I did have some ego burning away and some crises of faith, but then it was part of. I can see, looking back, it was part of a process of, you know, building more faith. So that was last month, and now sun has entered Taurus. And the sun's energy is going to be more Venus-like in Taurus this month. And this is because Venus is the planet that rules Taurus. And Venus is a planet of beauty, of love, devotion, wealth, the arts, and pleasure. So Venus definitely has a softer energy than Mars or Sun. Mars and Sun are both very fiery planets. You know, Sun is like the king, and Mars is like the general of the king's army. So that's a very intense, action-oriented, tough energy. But now we're going to have a softer energy. And Venus is ruled by Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and beauty. And in fact, Venus is very much associated with all the goddesses. And Taurus itself is called Vrishabha, in Sanskrit. It's a very grounded and luxury-loving sign. And it brings in all these wonderful energies of the arts and beauty and of accumulating wealth. It's a fixed earth sign. The symbol of Taurus is a bull, which is a very steady and hardworking animal. And bulls have all 4 feet firmly planted on the ground. And this tells us that Taurus is a very stable environment in which to create wealth. Remember that on Wall Street in New York, a bull market is when the stocks are going up. So Taurus is also the natural second house. And the second house is associated with earning and saving money, food and eating, and also persuading people through speech. So it's associated with the mouth. You know, we use the mouth to speak, to eat. And as Sutrita mentioned before, it's associated with the income that we use for our daily expenses. Not necessarily, you know, there are many types of income, but this is just one type of income, which is very important. It's important for sustaining us. Now, currently, today, there are 4 planets are inside of Taurus. And those are the Sun, Moon, Mars, and Mercury. And also another planet, Saturn, is aspecting Taurus. And it's kind of interesting, whenever you have a lot of planets in a house, that just means there's a lot of emphasis there. And a lot of energy there, so it would be good, you know, to pay attention to Taurus. The second house matters, such as income, diet, and speech this month. And let's see, I'll just mention today a little bit about today right now. Today is also the new moon day, and this is the day when the sun and moon are very close together in a sign. The moon is our mind, and it's like our mind is merging with the sun, which is our soul. And they say that new moon is like no mind time. Like our mind is at the lowest level of the whole month. And so this is like a great time to meditate, to focus on the energy is of enlightenment today. And all of our ancestors come down to the earth plane, and they're around us on the new moon day. So we can just do, you know, a simple offering of water and sesame seeds and rice powder, if you have it, and offer it to our ancestors and pray that they go into the light and go into higher and higher realms of light, and that they bless us, and that they do their real work of blessing people, and that they remember to bless us. So that's going to be, this is a good day for that. And it's also a good day to honor Shiva, Goddess Kali, and Lord Hanuman. And I just wanted to make a note about the birth star of the day today. The birth star right now is Barney. And Barney is a star of sexuality and transformation. It's also ruled by Venus. And in a couple hours, the star is going to change, and it's going to be the Pleiadian star Kritika. And just a side note, when I say the star of the day or the birth star or the nakshatra, it just means the moon moves very quickly, and the moon is conjunct or right next to a different star every day. And it's bringing that energy to the earth for all of us, kind of like the weather. You know, it's just an energy that affects what we do and how we think and what happens. So at about, let's see, 1:44, the moon is going to move into the Kritika birth star. And interestingly enough, moon is actually exalted in the Kritika birth star. And Kritika is ruled by the sun and Agni, the god of fire. And Kritika has the power to cut or burn away impurities. It's symbolized by an axe, a razor, or a flame. So I always thought it seems kind of odd that the sun, that the moon, our mind and emotions, is exalted in Kritika. But, you know, there's a lot of mysteries to Vedic astrology. I don't know why that is, but it would be interesting to meditate on that. So basically, Kritika is a star of truth. And today is a great day to clean the slate for a fresh new start. And it's like a day of purification because Kritika can have a pretty intense energy. So it could be uncomfortable. So let's see, back to all these planets that are in Taurus. The Sun, Mars, and Mercury are going to be in Taurus for the whole next month. And so there's going to be a lot of emphasis on Taurus's indications of wealth, speech, and diet. And just to break down the different planetary influences, Sun in Taurus. The Sun, as you may remember, signifies our soul, royal consciousness, our father, and activity. And the Sun is going to be lighting up Venus's realm of luxury, beauty, and the arts. So this month it would be good to enjoy and cultivate goddess consciousness. And Mars is also in Taurus this month. Mars is a planet of courage and action, problem solving. And so this month we can use his energy to take action to create wealth for ourselves and for the world. Mercury is also in Taurus. Mercury is a planet of communication, business, and also wealth. And having Mercury in Taurus can give some more steadiness to your thinking. However, Mercury will be going retrograde from May 19th through June 11th. And retrograde means that extra powerful. So Mercury is going to be extra powerful. So if we have any kind of issues from our birth charts of Mercury not being as strong as we would like, then that could be accentuated during this time. So there could be problems. So it's a good time just to be careful with your speech and writing and, you know, avoid speaking impulsively and just be careful to avoid miscommunications. And let's see, also Moon is in Taurus, but the Moon is only going to be in Taurus for a couple days. The Moon's going to move on to Gemini on this Tuesday, which is May 19th. The Moon is the quickest moving of all the planets. And it's interesting because the Moon symbolizes our mind and emotions. So just the fact that it's the quickest and fastest of the planets, it just is a reminder. It's just like our monkey mind that moves from thought to thought so quickly and jumps. So for the couple days that Moon is going to be in Taurus, the Moon loves the stable environment of Taurus. And both Moon and Venus connect us to the goddess energy. So Moon and Taurus can bring stable emotions, but just be careful not to get too possessive or jealous or, you know, too attached. And finally, that Saturn is aspecting Taurus. And Saturn is a planet of patience and endurance and limitations. So Saturn aspecting Taurus, it could give more of a steadiness and a to one's character and a reserved character. and could bring in some energy of frugality, and it might even increase one's appetite. So I just want to do a quick summary here of favorable activities this month. Number one, I would say, would be take action to create wealth and love and appreciate the flow of prosperity in your life. And as you do that, you create more for yourself and for the world. Number two would be steady and fixed in your purpose. The next one would be to cultivate effective speech and communication. And again, I'll remind you just to be careful in this area because Mercury is going to be retrograde and extra powerful from May 19th through June 11th. Number four would be to improve your diet. Just pay attention to the diet and try to improve it. And finally, this month is a great time to embrace goddess consciousness. Whether you're a man or a woman, we all can have the goddess consciousness in our lives, and we can cultivate it and grow that. And just enjoy the beauty and the artistry, relationships, and luxury that you encounter this month. And love the divine, too, because Venus is also a planet of devotion, of love of the divine. So it's going to be interesting to see how this month goes. I hope everyone has a good month of growth, and what happens, whatever needs to happen will happen. And that's all I have for the summary. Do you have any comments on that, Sucharita?
Oh, that was a great summary. Thanks so much. I'm smiling because last month when you had shared that you went through some, because the sun is in Aries and Mars was there, and it was really a powerful time to kick off the Vedic New Year and the natural cycle of the sun. So the soul, it starts to give us all these great grand ideas, and hey, here's the direction we can go, and it's, you have all this passion and you want to move forward and take action, and you are taking action, and it's kind of like a runaway train. And when you had said you went through a bit of turbulent times, maybe where you had some spiritual crises, like our crises of faith, so faith gets shaken and rocked a bit, and I was kind of doing this mental check when you were sharing all those moments. Now they're all gone. They don't really mean anything to me, but I made them to be so important. And I was going through, like you said, I was going through this crisis in my mind, like, oh my God, does this mean everything that I've done up until this point is just useless? And I was really starting to decline in my faith. And, faith in my own abilities, faith in my spiritual path, faith in other people around me, the situation. And I just wanted to toss it all away, or just, I didn't care. It was like, okay, I'm going to just, I give up this game and I'm just going to go home now. I don't want to play anymore. And I, as you were saying it, I know it was really very, very real for you and very real for me and probably everybody else who went through similar types of situations. But now I'm looking back on it going, oh my God, I just got too stressed out about that for nothing. Because I'm here now, and I'm here, and then when you were saying this is a time where you can enjoy comforts and, keep working towards your goals, like pick up where you left off and don't worry about it. The sun is going to support you now moving forward. So I was very happy to hear that, that I didn't have to, burn away and just throw it all away. And then forget about it, and no one's going to listen, or I'm not going to listen, or whatever. It's not destroyed. It just means that karma is finished. However, that activity or that project was going, it doesn't matter now. We'll just pick up where we left off, and don't worry. It's going to be a little bit more enjoyable moving forward because it will give that stability. Like you said, today is the new moon. It gives that ability to for the mind to be calmer. You were saying it's at its lowest, and it means that the thoughts are not going to be so grabbing onto us and dragging us down. It just means it's going to have less thoughts getting activated, and so less disturbance of the mind or some conflict going on. So I really appreciated when you had taken us through what happened last month, and then now we have, it's going to be a little bit more fun. Our spiritual practices are going to be able to bring more energy and more enjoyment of whatever it is that we're manifesting. So if it doesn't mean that we get stuck and we just sit there and enjoy and be lazy, like I would, okay, I'll just kick my feet up now and just take a break for the next month. No, it's not like that at all. That's what my mind wants to do. However, now my activities or my actions or my work towards my projects won't be so fiery. It'll be more enjoyable, more rewarding. I'll be able to watch my speech and my thoughts to focus more on the goodness and on the beauty, like you said. Enjoy your interactions with others. Even if if there is a difference of opinion, it's okay. You just enjoy that people have a difference of opinion and that you don't have to grab onto that opinion. You don't have to judge it. It's just there, and you just carry on. That will give you the stability to move forward regardless of whatever is going on. And then with that stability, then people will say, oh my God, you're so stable. You have, you're so calm. Your speech is not abrasive. So I don't feel like, pushed away. I want to know more about whatever it is you have to say. And I appreciated the point where you shared about income. So whatever we are, this house, the sun being in Taurus, the second house, is going to help us to establish that consciousness that will create savings versus going beyond our expenses. It's so easy when we think, okay, this is a great month to just enjoy the comforts and maybe buy some stuff. But it also will help us to take care of our earnings so we don't become spendthrift, meaning that we just put the money towards enjoyment. Enjoy what we have, and enjoy, maybe it can be as simple as everyone looking at their budget, so everyone has a certain amount of money coming in, whether it's weekly or biweekly or monthly, whatever it is, or maybe it's you're on contract and then you have the money coming in at different times. But you assign that amount of money coming in to your expenses. And so a lot of us, I'll just let this one slide, or maybe I'll only pay this much, the minimum amount. And then that causes stress over time. So maybe there will be this consciousness that comes in and says, hey, what if I just plop this amount of money towards my credit cards or towards my bills and experience that sense of savings consciousness? And we're taking the steps to do that. And then you feel what you feel when you have that. I paid this off. This is going to be way better than me going out and spending it on whatever you spend it on, just randomly to take care of the emotion at the time. And then, as Dr. Pillai says, you relate it to the emotions. People will say, I'm gaining weight, or I feel really bad, I'm eating junk food, this and that. This is, again, a time to see how your emotions are and when you go in to eat something. Because this is all about the month of taking in through your food and diet. So what does it make you to feel like? It makes you to feel, oh yeah, well I'm so mad or I'm so upset and I'm going to go and eat this, or I just feel like it and I just want like a big tub of ice cream. Just because it's summertime or it's getting to be like that, something like that. And I deserve it because I've been through so much. And I just want that comfort food. But then you feel so bad afterwards, you spend the money, you spend the time, and then the body doesn't feel well either. So it's not to say that you can't have a taste of it. Don't deprive. That's, you know, going to make you a little bit suffering, so we don't want to do that, but also just check your emotions. And if they're out of one of the cues or clues that it's out of check or it's getting out of control, is it the eating? And as you said, Radha, with the health issues, the people who are experiencing the heart issues and then someone actually passed, heart disease is a silent killer. You don't know that it's happening until you have a heart attack. And then it can be overcome or it can be you die. So a lot of people, it happens unexpectedly at any age. And it is very correlated to health, how you are taking in the diet, and also the exercise. So again, it's something where we spend our time is on, you know, things that are going to promote health. So whatever we're taking in, and also establishing, as you mentioned, Saturn aspecting Taurus is also going to give that stability to bring in, you know, a yogic practice. You know, it's in the eighth house, which is an occult house. And then it's a very spiritual house. It's a transformational house or sign. So being Scorpio, it will get to the root of things. And so it helps you to go deeper and deeper and deeper and clear out those issues that are surrounding you, that are causing you not to eat properly, not to have the proper health, and so on. And so the yoga can be in the form of meditation, bringing more spirituality in, bringing more clarity, and then also to do some sort of yoga or walking or exercise program that will get the blood flowing and the you know, the thoughts cleared and bring in more healthy living, healthy lifestyle. It's not just for this transit of the sun. It can be coming from, you know, sun being in Aries where it wanted to get you into action and to start to take the steps to those ideas that you had. Okay, it's time for me to get a new health regime. And so really now it's going to be the time to make it solidify, fix it into your daily life. And in your daily life, it can be, you know, a lot of people get discouraged and then they say, oh, I can't do half an hour of meditation. I can't do a half hour of walking. I can't do proper eating all the time because I'm on the go. Then who's going to do it for you? How will you expect the life to change? So Saturn will make you to be, okay, enough. It will make you to want to be disciplined and to be devoted to your health and to your well-being in the form of how your mind is getting clear through meditation, spiritual practices, how you're taking the steps to improve your health, wellness, well-being, exercise, and then choosing who you're going to interact with. So again, the speech. So pray for a sweet speech. Pray to be diplomatic, to be patient. I really appreciated that reminder. Just allow people to do whatever they need to do. And then you take the time, you decide, okay, if I have to be around someone who's negative, and I already know that that's their karma, God bless them, I have to be very compassionate. However, I don't have to sit and suffer in it either. So if you can do things to navigate accordingly so that you're not judging, you're just holding that space for them and then praying that the divine gives you the right words to say or take the right action, even if they're kicking and screaming at you. It's an opportunity for you to go inside and ask the divine to make the peace within. If you're at peace within, that will get expressed on an energetic level. But if you're avoiding them, you're still remaining attached to what? The energetic line that is causing the disturbance. So you pray sincerely, please bless this person. I understand their situation, but I don't really understand why they're freaking out so much. And then that they come and they yell, and I don't want to be a part of that. And then I don't want to be avoiding them, where I'm not showing compassion or empathy towards the situation. I just want to be like that wave and not drag it into my being so that it's disturbing my being, and then it keeps pulling that towards me. So again, that's the fine line, isn't it? Where we have to understand, as Dr. Pillai says, you have to love yourself. That part of you that says, this is not feeling good anymore. That's, you're overloaded. So Sun in Taurus, to me, sounds like it will give you that ability to create that goddess energy and love yourself and love that person for who they are without all that external stuff going on. And that will allow you to be detached from it naturally, because you'll just be plodding forward in your life. You'll be taking fixed steps. You'll be very stable. They won't rock you from where you need to go and pull you in all these different directions because they're upset. And same if you're upset. If you're going after someone, hey, you're not calling me, you're not doing this, where are you? Are you okay? Da, da, da. Check inside yourself. Where are you not being loving and supportive and sending that kind of energy towards them so they can be free to call you and not be so, worried that if they call you, you're going to be a basket case. So we want to, as we're moving forward, we want to really take inventory of our speech in every speech, all our speaking. You know, if we're in meetings or on calls, it's so great. I was pressing the mute button on my Skype a number of times during meetings where it's a lot going on. It's very fiery conversation, very fiery emotions. And I was pressing my mute because my tendency is to say something in those moments where I just want, okay, can we just calm down? And even just doing that, it's like saying, hey, relax, the bomb is going off. How can you? Nothing's going to happen, right? So it's beautiful with the mute button. So even in when you are in your daily life and someone is looking at you, they're not even saying anything, but their actions are speaking something that is very disturbing. You just smile, be very diplomatic and polite, and exit as soon as possible. So that, in the sense, is like muting your own, what you're going to say, hey, what are you looking at? Don't look at me like that. What does that mean? And getting all into that. That's just a moment in time brought to you by your karmic thoughts that you wanted to experience at that time. And you may believe it or not. But when you really see, oh my God, that's teaching me. It's another time it's teaching me about how I would have reacted, and that reaction would have caused me and the other person to be so disturbed for no reason, because I'm not even going to see them after that. Or I will see them after that, but they're going to see me in a whole new light. Or I will see them in a whole new light. And then you have this freedom to move and be with others where you're not being so disturbed or taken down by either your own stuff that's going on, inner conflict, or theirs. So it's, you know, we can definitely take times out. And you can say very gracefully and graciously, you know, I'm just not feeling up to it today. I'm just going to take a time out. Do you mind? Are you sure? Is there something going on with you? Did I say something? No. I'm not feeling well. Oh. And if they say, oh, you, it's always like that with you, they say, yeah, it is. I'm going to go now. And then just go take care of yourself. Conversely, they can do that. So it really gives us this sense, Sun being in Taurus, it will make us want to give comfort to others and experience comfort from within. And that exchange that will go on will be the consciousness that will be expressed. So paying attention to speaking, your eating, your expenses, your income, covering your expenses, and even more so, do a little bit more and enjoy savings. Saving you from spending unnecessarily, because it won't be there, so you won't to spend, right? And then you bring the consciousness into, you know, maybe you might be considering looking at something where you can, last month it was about promoting yourself. So keep taking the steps to create another income stream or revenue stream or earning stream. And then you, when we're doing this prayers, or your spiritual practices to raise your consciousness so you think out clearly. That's what the goddess energy is. It's the ability to think clearly and manifest right away. So when Radha was saying, you know, whether you're a male or female, doesn't matter the gender, you want to bring in this goddess energy because goddess energy creates. It destroys negativity that's in the way of creation. So it will come in and kind of like clean the house. and in the same time, you'll be able to create because you have all this energy, right? Because you're creating new space. So new space in the thinking, new space in the speech and what you want to create and promote yourself. It will take a project and make you to look at it in a different way so that it's easier to work with that project or those people that are involved in your project, supporting you or not supporting you, it won't really matter because you'll just have clarity about the direction and the steps that you're able to take. And then the goddess energy will protect you from any negativity that is not is going to rock you or create instability. And then with Venus, wants to create that. The highest manifestation of Venus, as Radha shared, is all about devotion. So it will give you that stability in your spiritual practice, too. If you've been doing mantra practices or some clearing practices and the life is upside down, especially in this past month, and up until this point in time. Remember, it doesn't matter what your life has been up until this point. There's a fresh, clean slate ready for you to do something that is going to help you to manifest in a different direction if you take the proper steps and take solid steps. A lot of people say, well, Dr. Pillai says these mantras will create miracles. Yes, they will. Absolutely. If the karma is allowing. So if you're surrounding yourself with negativity, you can manifest something, but eventually, or maybe right away, that negativity, because it hasn't, won't support your manifestation. It can, you know, dissolve it away very quickly. So if money comes, it can, in a minute, second, can go away. So it's better if you have a game plan, take proper inventory, and then what are my actions that are going to be able to, when I'm doing my spiritual practices, where is it focusing on? Is it focusing on panic and survival? Then you'll be in that all the time. The miracle can happen, but then the energy gets dissipated and you burn out and you don't enjoy your spiritual practice, or there's so much negativity in the spiritual practice that the spiritual energy that is available is busy cleaning. So it's like you're cleaning up the house and messing it up at the same time. So you get clean up to get things in order. Can be a house, can be your desk, can be your office, can be your work, can be your car, whatever. You know, can be your relationships. You keep messing up. You get your relationships healed to a certain point, and as Dr. Ply says, you can have worked on a relationship for 10 years, and then it gets to a point where it's just really great, and all of a sudden you say something, and the whole 10 years is down the tube. Mm-hmm. You have not changed a bit. What to do? There's always things to do, because you just say, oh my God, there I did it again. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We've worked so hard in this 10 years, and please, let's not throw it all away. I just was, you know, couldn't help my speech. My ego was just so silly and wanted to, I don't know, be right and make you wrong, something like that, but be sincere at the heart level. So Venus, Sun, being in Taurus will help you to create more comfort and forgiveness for yourself first and foremost, so that you can have the capacity to forgive other people. And you will say, but I'm so forgiving of other people. We all do. We all do. But then there's a deeper layer. Are you doing it to get something back? And what if that never comes back? Are you resentful? Yeah. Okay. I see. The moment we see our mistakes is the moment of the greatest freedom. Truth shall set you free. Right? We've all heard that. But the truth also slices. Like Radha was saying about kritika, it's going to cut out and reveal to you the truth of who you really are and how you really think. And that can be a little painful, but it also can be very quick too, right? Just as cancer can be cut out of someone, and then you look at why it was there, and it's generally, it's just resentful, guilty stuff, negative stuff. So, is someone there that they want? Did you want to? I don't mind to be interrupted. I think I've sort of commented on, made my comments on what Radha has shared. Radha, are you still there? Did you want to say anything?
Hi, this is Radha. I'm still here. No, I was just enjoying your insights. I don't have any more on my end to share right now.
Okay, great. So maybe we'll just open the line. I just really appreciate how you summarized. So you said to take action to create wealth and cultivate love and comfort in your life. And then the second thing was you'll have this feeling of being stable and then fixed in your purpose. So whatever your goal has been, or your manifestation, or your project, or whatever it is that you want to create, you'll be more fixed in it. And then to be careful is the third thing, to cultivate the proper speech, so sweet speech, communication. Be careful around the Mercury retrograde. I know people freak out and they go, oh, I'm not going to do anything because I'm going to, you know, technology is going to be bad, or my communication is going to be, and if you think of that, then that's not going to be very empowering. You know, it might happen, so what? But then you just, like yesterday during our weekly call, the computer froze or something happened, technically speaking, and then we just went on anyways. And it would seem to be fine. It was just a, like a glitch in technology, and it really didn't affect the call. But we could have been really upset, dropped the call, and then just forget about it. Mm-hmm. Then we would have lost all that great conversation or discussion that was going on. So the fourth thing is your diet. So be careful with emotional eating or eating too much of a good thing. So enjoy a little bit and then, you know, indulge in a little bit of your emotions. You don't have to be a cold fish or create a wall. You just can express yourself and then move on. And then the fifth thing was all about enjoying the consciousness of the goddess, creating comfort, creativity, enjoying what you have, really enjoying what you have. And then looking at everything and in your life and saying, wow, look what I do have. And don't compare yourself to others, but just, I have this, I have these people, nobody is perfect, I'm not perfect, my place isn't perfect. And that's the beauty, is that you can create ways to constantly enjoy your time with others or creating with others. So this is a really good summary. So thanks so much, Radha, for that. And then if there are, is there anything that anyone wants to ask about? Any questions you have, I mean, or you want to share what your experience has been? You just need to press star 6 for those people who are joining for the first time. You might not know. Press star 6, and then that will get you on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Rupa. I think this is the first time I'm on the call today. I've been listening to some of the recordings in the past. I just have a question about the timeline jumping. I mean, it's actually a personal question. Like, I don't know, is there any way I can speak to one of you offline, or you want me to?
Are you in the program right now?
No, I'm not. The thing is, I started the light body and I completed part one of that and was considering, you know, moving on either to the second part or based on my situation. I just want to understand if maybe timeline jumping would help. I mean, I can't do both at the same time, so I just needed some guidance there. Because I'm going through that study Saturday and, you know, we have a lot of blocks in the way, and I was told, you know, to be very careful till September, and September is a long way to just do nothing. So I just want to see how it can help me and, you know, what are my choices. So I was just wondering, is there any way someone can talk to me offline and provide some guidance?
Yeah, there definitely is. You can send an email to sucharita@palaicenter.com.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, and then we can set something up where we can have, you know, you can send your situation in, and then I by email, and then I can do a little bit of assessment.
Like I'll let you know what, that, you know, what programs I've already done, and I'll give you all the information so that way you can be a little more prepared as well.
Yeah.
And
it's a really good question, because that's what happens to a lot of people, is that they get into a program and then their situation becomes really, you know, you can't avoid it, you know. And
because of, I don't know how many other people are going through this study Saturday, but I found out, like, while I'm almost at the end, the tail end of it, but I still, based on my other planetary, I mean, I've got a few reports run through Astrovade and all, and I found out, and they tell me, you know, after September is not a good time, but I'm like, you know, I've got to do something. So I just want to know how the timeline jumped in. I mean, I've gone through all the information and everything, and I've asked another question to the chat, but just want a little more insight to my specific situation. So I think a conversation with you would really help.
Sure.
Okay?
That would be great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. I just want to add that whatever you said about the food thing, I went through that yesterday. Girl, it was a really hot day, and I treated myself to this Sunday, which ended up being full fat and really ruined things for me. So I could totally relate to that.
Yeah.
That energy.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean that, oh my God, I'm going to continue to do this. It just means to check. It means to keep our emotions in check.
Right. Okay. All right. That's it from me. It was a good call and good meditation. So I'll send you the email and let's take it from there. Right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're
take
welcome.
Care. Yeah. So you can just press star 6 if you want to go off.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments? So, members have been calling in. They're getting excited about seeing Dr. Pillai. He's going to be in London at the end of the month. And so you can go on to Pillai Center, and I'm just checking now, it's under Events tab. And you'll see the London seminar there will come up. And he's putting on a program there. Let me just see, where is this now? I think it's on the 31st. Is anyone going? Yeah, it's on the 31st. And it's from 10 to 5 p.m., and you have to register by the 30th. And then the price is going to include the workshop fee, which is, I think, going to be 8 hours, I believe. And all the details are there on the website on Pillai Center, and there's even a map and everything else. So it's going to be a really powerful time if you can. There are people even flying in from different countries in Europe to go see him. So like we always share, the people who have been around with Dr. Pillai for many years, or maybe people who just had an experience with him want to go see him again, because when you see him in person and you take a teaching in person, and you might even get an opportunity to speak with him, even if it's just for a moment, it just transforms your way of thinking, your way of being, and that is forever changed. So again, when you're in the presence of a great guru or master, they speak to the soul, and they allow you to understand what your soul's saying to you, what your true purpose is. And it enlightens you. And then in that enlightenment process, it makes things to be lighter in your life. Can also shake things up to the point where you want to get rid of stuff that is no longer serving you. And it can do that very easy because you'll have clarity. So if you can go see Dr. Pillai in person, I really encourage you to do that. And then you can see the event, the details there on the website under events. So it's a London seminar. And then Mount Shasta is coming up, and that's the best time of the year to be with the guru because it's called Guru Purnima. That he's having an event in Mount Shasta is a power spot. In fact, Dr. Pillai said that Mount Shasta is a vortex. It's the most powerful vortex of energy in North America. So he has done seminars and events there in the past few years. And people who have been there several times And then when you're with him in that vortex, he's not just giving, you know, a seminar or, you're improving your life a little bit. It's doing something to the whole planet. So you're a part of that gathering. When you're part of that gathering and then you're with the guru on Guru Purnima, which is the full moon of the, it's called the full moon for the guru, it means that you can get the fullest blessings, both spiritually and materially. So if you can afford to do that time-wise or energy-wise, money-wise, then it's a five-day retreat from July 28th to August 2nd in Mount Shasta in California, if I didn't say that before. But all the details are on the website, and it even has here, it says the early bird special expires in 15 days and 8 hours, according to my computer. So there's a couple more weeks where you can get the early bird price. Now, I would even encourage you to, if you're planning on going, maybe it's you're going to be your vacation or something like that, sign up as soon as you can, because you also have to book your own accommodations. So you sign up, you register for the program, but that doesn't take care of your accommodations. You have to do that. And there's not many spots available at the place where he is doing the seminar. However, there are other, you know, resorts or hotels or things in the surrounding areas. But if you want to stay in the resort and be right around him as you're going through the program, then then everything is all in one place. It's not a huge town. So it's not like places are far, far away. Although there are some people who they have to rent a car anyway, so they don't mind to drive a little bit extra to a different location. It can be, maybe half an hour away or something like that. So just take care to be careful to, if you're planning on going to that, then I would recommend doing it as soon as possible. Everybody recommends doing that as soon as possible, so that you can schedule or book your reserve your booking hotel or accommodations. So he's going to give us incredible, enlightening experiences. So when you're in a seminar with Dr. Pillai for 5 days, it's amazing. So those people who weren't maybe able to go to India and they were upset about that, or even if you did go to India, this is another opportunity for you to be with him for us, day after day for 5 days, and at the time where it's the most powerful to be with the guru. So those two events are happening, and then any of the other programs you can read about on Pillai Center. And AstroVed has putting out a package now where there's or a service where there's a package that you can propitiate the Nitya Devi, the goddesses of the time shaktis. So according to Dr. Pillai, the time is so everything related to time, so thought, speech, all everything that you're doing, your actions, is all related to time, and time is karma. So to get the blessings of these secretive, creative goddesses, when you're praying or propitiating them, or getting connected to them, as in through one of these services, that kind of you're initiating or you're asking them to be a part of your life. They all are a part of everyone's life, but when you get to be more friendly with them, then those energies, then that energy guides you. And so there is a service that's available. It's called Nitya Devi Rituals, offered on AstroVed. And our support person, Yagna, who does the write-ups for the emailers that go out every week through Sundays with Sutrita, she'll write that up and put the link in there. So that is happening from May 18th to June 2nd. Now, May 18th is like tomorrow, at least here for people in the West, it might already be happening. So they might have something available that is going to be from, say, May 19th onwards, but I can't guarantee that. So so if you can get on to AstroVet and read about that, and then it gives you a little bit of insights as to the energy that's available every day of the month. So every day of the month, you can tap into this goddess energy. It's interesting that it's coming out as the goddess energy is more and more available as the sun transits into Taurus and Venus is there. So it's going to bring a lot of goddess energy. So on our spiritual path, focus on the goddesses. And if you can't do any of these paid services, then focus on bringing in goddess mantras, because they'll be really powerful this month. You know, the Shri Mrizi Lakshmi mantra, or any of the goddesses, Kleem, I'm. Kleem for attraction, I'm for intelligence and education and joy and creativity, music and dance. So technology is also related to that. So we create through high tech. We're able to do things faster through high tech. So have a look at that. And then just reading it will impress upon you some intelligence. Oh, I should pay attention to this. How do I do that? You know, when we educate ourselves more and more and get out of our stress of, oh my God, my life is this, then we're handing it over to this, to the divine, to take us to the next level, or to get the support that we need to take us to that next level, where things can be easier and smoother. And then the rest of the programs that are offered through Palai Center, again, as we all experience, there's so much going on, but jump into one of these programs and then experience what it is that you need to experience. And then if you haven't gotten the results that you want, then the beauty of these online programs is that they're self-study. So you can repeat the program again and get a deeper understanding of it if you can't afford to do the next program. So Dr. Palai really recommends that you bring that in and make it to make all those teachings to be really solidified within you. And then if you still haven't manifested what you want to manifest after the program finishes, or you complete the program and you've done it every single day and done it to you know, the extent of what he has laid out, then it might be that, as the caller previously just said, it might be that I've got to get a different way of helping my situation. And Sare Sate is never one way for anyone. There are people who go through Sare Sate, meaning the 7.5 years of Saturn, and they are so happy to have really gone deep into themselves and pay attention to everything that's causing them misery, because that's what Saturn does. It makes everything to slow down and makes you to slow down and take proper assessment of everything that's going on around you, and also what's inside of you that keeps manifesting the same problem. That's why it takes 7.5 years for you to see clearly, oh my God, this is who I was. And then it makes you to take the steps during those 7.5 years. You know, you've been warned or cautioned through astrology consultations or through your own knowingness about your situation that this is going to be a problem till September or till next year or 7 years from now because you just started it, then there's something to learn in that about your way of being. You don't like it to be having to wait. So when we don't like to have to wait, that means we don't have the proper patience. We don't have the proper perspective. We don't have the proper tools to support us while we are waiting for that time to pass. So we're not just sitting there stuck and mired in our own muck of the past, starting from our emotions, starting from what got us. We don't take proper inventory or responsibility. We don't know how to respond properly. We don't have the ability to respond because we've been taught a certain way, or this is how we've always done it, and this, it's not my fault, it's his fault, it's her fault, it's somebody's fault. It's my fault even. Okay, so what? In that period, that 7.5 years, it's like a total gift from Saturn, is it will make you to see what makes you to be so miserable. And it will take that away from you if you let it go. So it will take away impatience. And it will give you patience. Patience is nothing other than compassion for your situation and for you. So slow down. In that time frame, spend your time to do your meditations, to get clarity, to reach out and ask for the proper support in the proper way. If you're asking, I can't wait, I'm so miserable and this and that, and it's just so awful for me, and you don't understand, and blah, 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 and it's been this long. Right? I can totally relate. I understand completely. I don't understand your situation, but I've been through it. And a lot of people have. And it makes you to feel like you're going a little bit, you're not going to make it through. You are. You're going to make it through, but there's something in the lessons, as Dr. Pillai says. The divine can give you a miracle and get you out of a terrible situation, but you're still going to have to touch that part of you that says you need to clean this area up inside of you. And then things will start to shift. But if you're kicking and screaming that you want this end of suffering to end, then you will kick and scream till the end. Right? So it's to ask for peace as you're plodding along and you are going through whatever it is that you need to go through, and then the miracle can happen. So whenever you're reaching out for support, trust that the divine is saying this is a gift. Don't kick the gift horse in the mouth. Right? You'll get kicked back. So that's one of the things that Taurus, Sun moving into Taurus and Saturn is aspecting Taurus right now, is that the support will be there for you. But if you're going to be kicking and screaming and not stable in your mind, then what is going to come back to you is more of that. But if you say, okay, I'm ready to get this support, yes, I will take the steps that I need to take. I accept. I see where I have gone sideways or wrong or backwards or up or down, I will be more stable. And then move through that time period with greater ease and grace because you know you're being supported. And where you need to focus on getting that support. But if you want to do things your own way, the same way, through anxiety and fear and all the rest, then you're going to get more of that. So the take-home message is be comfortable with who you are, where you are at this point in time. Take inventory or assessment of what you're saying, what you're taking in, to your body or in through your speech. If it's not comfortable for you, then you have to see, reflect it back. What is inside of me that is, keeps attracting that? What is the lesson here? What am I not hearing? What am I not listening to? I might be hearing, but I'm not listening. And then what it is that you need to do to move forward to create savings consciousness. Save your energy. Make it more stable. So save the time energy, the money energy, your physical, mental energy. All those are all related. If you're spending on things in the moment because you want to, because it feels good, and you keep doing that every time that you get in a situation, then you're not learning the lesson. The divine will make it even more illuminated and say, well, here's where you should have spent it. Right? So it's all about being really stable this month. That's what I'm getting from Radha, is be very stable in all your thoughts, in your words that you say, in your actions that you take to move forward or you take towards their actions towards others, your reactions towards others or situations in your life. So pause or put the mute button on, not just on your computer or your phone, but really mute yourself in every situation and be cautious of saying things that you really didn't mean to say, but you said it anyway. And then clean it up right away. It will give you that ability to bring comfort in an uncomfortable situation. Okay? So, that's it for today, this week. Thank you so much, Radha. I don't know if you're still there, but thank you very much for all your insights and sharing and giving us this great teaching and focus for this month. And if there's any questions, comments, or you'd like some further support or guidance, just send an email to either sucharita@applycenter.com or sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com, and then we'll move forward from that point. So thanks all for sharing, holding the space, and we'll see you next week. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.